Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you're trying to keep fit and get running, you might be tempted by ads for fancy trainers, food supplements and fitness trackers. But there could be an easier, low-tech solution right under your nose, because a recent research paper called Smells Like Team Spirit, which tracked over 200,000 marathon runners, concluded that people who run as part of a running club achieve dramatically better results. And we're joined by the author who lectures in economics at University College Cork, Dr. Leanne Burke. You're very welcome, Dr. Burke. Thank you for joining us on the programme. And we're also joined, you're very welcome, good to have you with us. And we have Mary Jennings with us as well, who's a running coach with Forget the Gym, which is a community for women who are looking to start and continue running. And welcome to you as well, Mary. Leanne, I'm going to start with you, because this was research which emerged out of your own experience as a runner. So give us the background to it.
That's right, Claire. Thanks very much for having me on. So, yeah, I've been a runner for maybe, I don't know, about 25 years, I suppose, and smaller runs, you know, nothing like the marathon for a long time. And I noticed on a couple of my runs that, you know, club runners were passing me out all the time, right?
Yes.
And I saw all the different singlets from every single running club in Cork and beyond passing me out. And I just thought, okay, intuitively, you know, I guess that they were faster, but I just wondered, was there a scientific reason behind it, or what kind of evidence could I use to back it up, really? So I took a look at some results from the Dublin Marathon, a little bit harder to access, I found, but I had a look at the London Marathon results over the last 5 years or so. And now that I got about 206,000 finisher results, I figured now is the time to get this information out there. So what I found was, looking at all the different kind of factors that the data gave me, but I found that club runners, as you said earlier on, club runners are significantly faster than non-club runners. Intuitively, we may well have known it, but now we can put, I suppose, figures on it. We can quantify it.
So how much faster are they?
Okay, so they're, well, when I say significantly faster, when you sign up for a marathon, you have various age categories. So I broke it down into various age categories. And what I saw was, with the younger group, and I'm going to call those runners the 18 to 40-year-olds, the younger runners, 39, these runners were, for women, 30 minutes faster on average if you were a club member, and for men, 40 minutes faster on average if you were a club member.
So that's over the full marathon distance, is it?
That's the full marathon distance. So looking at the average finishing times, now there'll be people above and people below this, fair enough, we'll understand that. But the average finishing time for, let's say, a young man, no club, 4 hours 16 minutes, and in a club, 3 hours 36 minutes. So this is 40 minutes less out on that course. That's a significant improvement.
It's massive. It's a huge difference.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. We would have known it. I mean, clubs are fantastic. You know, you have expert coaches. You feel a sense of belonging with your team and all the rest. And there's so many factors that you get in a club that you don't get from running on your own. And I'm sure Mary will address that this as well. Naturally, she will. But, I mean, we have the figures speak for themselves, to be honest with you, Claire. And, I mean, if me as a woman, 30 minutes less out on that, you know, a fairly grueling distance,
yeah.
I mean, I would take that.
You certainly would. Anyone, Mary, would take that. Now, are you going to tell us that you knew this all along, that this is why people are in the running clubs in the first place?
Do you know what? I'm not sure if speed is the thing that attracts people to running clubs. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. it's the thing that might turn people off running clubs. It might seem a bit daunting. But, I mean, there are different types of running clubs for everybody. And mm-hmm. absolutely, like Leanne says, if you're surrounded by people who are following the same goal, who have good structure, they're going consistently out at the same time, they've coaching, you're learning from everyone else's ups and downs as well as just your own. You get a much broader experience, I suppose, of whatever goal it is you're aiming for, whether that's a 5K now or a marathon, you know? So, I mean, it working together makes everything easier. I think that's the bottom line, isn't it?
When we said this morning that we're going to be talking about this, we had a lovely email from one of our listeners who said, as someone who ran on his own for many many years. I plucked up the courage to join a running club around 20 years ago. While I can't be certain it has been responsible for improving my running times, just having company to run and train with has opened up a whole new world for me, and I've made many lifelong friends. Our club has coaches who have competed at the highest level, giving freely of their time and knowledge, where the cost of membership is €150 a year. So he ends by saying, I'd highly recommend any runner to look up their local club and join, as they're not the preserve of the running elite. But the added bonus now we see is that if you are looking to get in under a certain time, if you're doing the marathon or a half marathon, or a 10K or a 5K, you're going to do better, it seems, if you're a member, Mary, of a running club where you're running with other people who are dragging you through the ditch.
Yeah, I think it depends on the type of person. A lot of us, I'm putting myself in this bucket, today is the first day having a little bit of time for myself. School started today and I'm on the, all right, let's get the runners out, let's get going again. And if you're depending all the time on your own motivation and willpower, that can drop off quite quickly. So having that group consistency, it might necessarily be one particular thing in the group, but it's the consistency over time of, I'm there on two nights a week, or I'm meeting you at the weekend at a park run, or I've signed up for this race. It's all the little things within the group and the community and the club that bring you forward. So it's very hard to say specifically which one, I think. Leanne would be better on the numbers than me, but it's all of it together brings us forward. Mm-hmm. Unless you're one of those people who have this marvellous discipline, they can go out on their own all the time.
That's the thing. And Leanne, with the research that you've done, I suppose there's a couple of unknowables. Like, you know, it could be that people who have joined these running clubs are really committed to running, more so than people who don't join the running club, or they've paid the subscription, so they say, well, I better go now that I paid up.
They could be. That could very well be a part of it as well, Claire. But I suppose when you're looking at a sample size of 206,000 runners, you're going to get all kinds of people, right? You're going to get the really fast runners that are in, you know, these massive London running clubs, and I'm talking about the UK running clubs because that's where the data is coming from, or you're going to get the person that just goes out, you know, on their own, for example. So you're going to get all types, and you'd hope that, I suppose, with 206,000 runners, that any kind of discrepancies or any kind of anomalies would be smoothed out. And, you know, I can't say for certain that one causes the other, okay, but what I can say is that there's a big association between being in a club and a finishing time as well. There's a very strong relationship between those two factors. You know, and this is across all ages as well. I mean, I spoke about young men there, 40 minutes improvement, 30 minutes for younger women. But this improvement or this, you know, these improved times, we see this across all the age categories up until just under the age of 60. So as Mary pointed out, I mean, you've got so much to a club. You're maybe less likely as well to procrastinate. You know, if you're running on your own and you say, well, I'll go out after dinner or whatever, 7 o'clock, you could very easily just sit down and say, no, there's no point. Whereas if you have made a commitment to people, or you're in a WhatsApp group with people from the club or whatever it is, you're way more likely to meet your commitment to the club as well.
Yeah, but some people might feel that same sense of commitment, though, if they sign up to a running app.
They might indeed, I suppose, and there is research around that as well. There's some very nice stuff coming out about Strava and kudos that you get of other people on Strava. You know, this is, you know, a kind of somewhat similar kind of an app, I guess, I suppose. But I suppose, as Mary said, you know, when you're actually going out meeting people and you're forming a connection with, you know, a human connection, and you've got, I mean, there's so much economic theory behind this as well. I'm coming from it from an economics perspective. You've got this theory of economic organisation. You have an emotional connection to your group. You have a sense of feeling, a sense of belonging, I should say, or community. You want to, I suppose, as Mary is saying about the expert coaches, you want to, you know, impress these expert coaches. And, you know, well, I naturally imagine you would anyway, but you know, I mean, as opposed to more so than an app, I guess.
Yeah, so it's more than putting one foot in front of the other, Mary, when you're part of a club. It's part of that human and emotional connection.
Absolutely. But bear in mind as well, there are many virtual running clubs too. Mm-hmm. You know, even certainly within my group of runners, there's plenty of runners I've actually never met in person. Yes, we're motivating each other all the time. A bit like, you know, we have our community and, you know, we all tell each other, okay, it's 7 o'clock. Where are you going out for your run now? Where will you be? Write up and let us know how you got on afterwards. So there's an accountability there that can work. And if anyone doesn't have a running club close to them, I mean, all you need is a couple of friends to be your kind of starting point on that. I know some people could be thinking now, oh, if only there was something like that near me. There is options. I mean, you can be the, you know, it doesn't have to have expert coaches and all that. Start first by getting a couple of people who are interested and you never know where it might go from
but
there.
Some people, Mary, might dread the idea of a running club. Like they're running to get away from people and to be on their own. Does a running club suit everybody? Is my question.
I suppose it's really what you want to get out of it. If you have the discipline to put on your runners, get out the door and love that freedom and the wind in your hair, and it's like at 9:05 this morning, you drop someone at a school gate and you are gone, then keep doing it. But if you find you're kind of in a bit of a slump with your running, or you're looking for a bit of, you know, to change things up a little bit, or even be surrounded by other people and learn how different people are doing things, like the new things with technology or with gear. And even you find you learn a lot from the things that go wrong for other people as well, too. So you get more, you learn from other people's experience, not just your own. And if you have a bad day, you're not just at home thinking, God, I'm rubbish at running. You'd be surrounded by other people who also have the same, you know?
And Leanne, are you a member of a running club?
Well, I am a member of the UCC Running Club. It's on a day that doesn't suit me with teaching and that, so it's kind of difficult to get down there. But if I was planning a big run, I think I would be looking at my local club. And I like what Mary was saying about the online clubs as well. One of the biggest clubs in my data is an online club. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it's one of the most members are in this particular club, and that's an online club. And like that, you have that online connection as well with people, which I suppose some of these runs happened around maybe more COVID periods as well. Maybe people were a little bit more reluctant, but the online clubs are a great idea too, especially as well if you are in an area that you don't have easy access to a club.
Well, look, if it means you're going to shave 30 or 40 minutes off your marathon time, sign up quick is what I'd be saying. Thank you both so much for joining us. Mary Jennings there from forgetthegym.ie and Dr. Leanne Burke from UCC. We'll go to the newsroom now and to Vincent McAvinney. Oh, sorry, to Aidan Fitzsimons.